You're listening to Vatican Radio. The new director of Rome's Anglican Centre, former Archbishop of New Zealand David Moxon, will be officially welcomed to his new post on Thursday at an ecumenical prayer service in Rome's Oratory of St. Francis Xavier, run by the Caravita International Catholic Community. Archbishop Moxon has extensive ecumenical experience and is currently co-chair of the Anglican Roman Catholic International Commission, or ARCIC, which recently held its third meeting in the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro. He also serves as the Archbishop of Canterbury's representative to the Holy See and will be officially installed during a visit to the Vatican by Archbishop Justin Welby later in the year. I caught up with Archbishop Moxon after his appointment to find out more about the challenges he'll face during his new job here in Rome.
I'm very excited about it. I think that the Anglican Centre in Rome has been championed really well by David and Margie Richardson, who've been there for 5 years. They've achieved all kinds of friendships, all kinds of credibility. The Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity has excellent relations with it. I'm looking forward to benefiting from all that high ground that's been established and bringing my own contribution to that.
What specific contribution are you bringing from the far ends of the earth, as Pope Francis said about himself?
Yeah. Well, I think that the next step in Anglican Roman Catholic relationships on the ground will be what's called receptive ecumenism, and that means listening to each other's worst nightmares in mission and assisting each other with those challenges. And I hope, for example, we'll see justice, development, aid, that kind of missional activity be a subject for both of us to talk about, where we're finding it difficult, where we need each other.
This is the first time there's been an archbishop heading up that position there. Do you think that's significant in raising the profile of the relationship?
I hope that helps. I certainly hope that makes a contribution. Of course, in Anglican polity, the archbishopric title is not an order, and neither is it in the Catholic Church. It goes when you cease to hold the primatial role, so I'll be a bishop in the Anglican Centre in Rome rather than an archbishop. But I think the episcopal order does bring particular charism of its own, and I hope that will be useful.
And what specifically will you be bringing from your part of the world, from New Zealand?
In my particular diocese in Hamilton, in the central North Island of New Zealand, we've had exceptionally good relationships with the local Catholic diocese. We've been able to build a large Christian social service village together out of the old Catholic diocesan headquarters, where the Catholics are fully members still and where we are members with them. We have combined Ash Wednesday liturgies every year. We have combined Advent liturgies every year. They aren't masses, but they're liturgies of the word. And we couldn't imagine life without them now. And I'm hoping to commend that kind of intimacy, that kind of proximity, that kind of friendship as not only desirable, but achievable.
So a lot that we can learn in Europe from your experience out there.
We can learn each from each other, I'm sure. There are places like Papua New Guinea, for example, where probably of all the world, the Anglican Roman Catholic Church relationship is a signed covenant now, partly out of their experience in World War II. There are many places, Liverpool Hope University in England, another very important prototype and model to be commended.
My thanks there to David Moxon, former Anglican Archbishop of New Zealand and new director of Rome's Anglican Centre.